1420 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. Eclipse mania is here, and it's going to be busy in places that are directly in the path of totality, like Idabel, Oklahoma. Jackie LaCrone is with the Chamber of Commerce.
Our businesses are going to see a huge increase in traffic. We are expecting 100,000 people to come into our little town.
That little town's usually home to just around 7,000 people. The solar sensation will have many people looking up to the sky to see.
Some, like Alexa Owens, who's blind, will be hearing it instead.
I think it's very important to adapt anything for visually impaired or blind people because we can do anything just like everyone else.
A lighthouse sound device will emit different musical notes as the sky changes on Monday.
And for those who are planning to watch, you do need special glasses. Experts warn there are fakes out there and suggest not ordering from sites like eBay or Temu. Did you feel the earth shake yesterday? The rare quake was felt by millions from Washington, D.C. to Maine. The epicenter was in Reddington, New Jersey.
Standing at the kitchen sink, and I was on the phone, and it sounded like 10 freight trains going at the same time. And I heard it felt like the house jumped. And then I thought, what was that? And then it started to shake.
And with earthquakes comes aftershocks, New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
If there is an aftershock, people are encouraged to drop and to cover and to hold on. Drop to the floor, cover your neck, and hold on to something that is sturdy.
Israel's military says it's recovered the body of a man held hostage in Gaza. Elad Katzer was taken during the October 7th Hamas attacks. His body was brought back to Israel after it was found in an overnight raid on Khan Yunis. Meanwhile, the World Central Kitchen's pushing for an independent investigation into the drone attack that killed 7 aid workers in Gaza. Doctors Without Borders said the incident is part of a pattern of deliberate attacks.
Humanitarian workers are protected. No ifs, no buts. We do not accept the narrative of regrettable incidents.
Meanwhile, the U.S. and its allies continue to airdrop humanitarian aid to starving Palestinians in the area. A Russian spacecraft has landed safely in Kazakhstan.
And we have touchdown. Touchdown at 2:17 a.m. Central Time, 3:17 a.m.
The spacecraft returned from the International Space Station with astronauts from Russia, Belarus, and the U.S. on board. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
There is a health secret with far-reaching benefits for you and your family, and Family Natural Foods in Wisconsin Rapids wants you to learn more about it. Save the day to join Family Natural Foods 910 West Grand Avenue on April 11th at 1 p.m. Find out how a special plant from India holds the secret support you need for your pain, immunity, heart health, your mental health, and so much more. Family Natural Foods, located at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids.
And greetings, everyone. This is Terry Naturally with another edition of Terry Talks Nutrition. We're here every weekend, same time, same station. And we're here primarily for you. We want to share with you information, science, and all the good stuff about botanical extracts, vitamins, minerals, accessory food factors, and all the nutrition that can make your body healthy. We have proven over and over again when there are deficiencies of certain nutrients, we have a higher risk of certain diseases. We can't get all the nutrition that we need and require for a healthy body by following the American diet. The American diet is a failure. It is too high in sugar and carbohydrates, low in protein, and the wrong quality of fats. It's a disaster. It's actually killing people. Not that they're falling over dead, but they're slowly dying and having a poor quality of life. But that can be corrected. And many of the diseases and illnesses that are brought on by a deficiency of nutrients can be corrected many times within 3 to 6 months. Doesn't take long to go from a unhealthy condition to extremely healthy condition. It only takes a little bit of planning. And if you listen to the show, you're going to get ideas as how you can improve your health. Doesn't mean you have to be a young to do that. Even at an older age, if you're elderly, you can still improve the health of your body, improve the quality of your life, and enjoy your life. I hope you can be on your own for as long as you possibly can. Enjoy your life. I don't want you to be disabled or depend on others to make sure you are taken care of. I want you to be vibrant and healthy and live as long as you can. Now, we're not going to live to be 120. I don't think we ever will. But we can live a good quality of life for all of our life. I always say I want to die young, at an old age. I want to be youthful, young, happy, vibrant. Want to do a lot of great things. And you can do that. You don't have to be unhealthy. You don't have to be in the care of others. You can take care of yourself. That's what it's all about, is being healthy as long as you can to the end of your life. And every week we show you, or tell you, I should say, how to do that. And today we're going to talk about our featured topic, cortisol. C-O-R-T-I-S-O-L, cortisol. And what do 100-year-old people have in common? Why do they reach 100 years of age? Are there some common factors? And then we'll talk about berberine. Berberine has been in the social media over and over again. Some of it is not true. Some is true. How do you know the difference? And then we can build a bigger brain with magnesium. And if you have vein problems, varicose veins, poor circulation, plaque in your arteries, what can you do for your vein problems? And then we have a lot of ways to protect and improve our immune system. And now there's new research on omega-3 fatty acids and vitamin D. D like in dog. Vitamin D3. And you know what? You can't out-exercise a bad diet. You can't exercise and run away from a bad diet. It's going to follow you wherever you go. And exercise does not cancel out the effects of sugary drinks, especially with cancer. And then we're going to take a closer look at your mitochondria. That's interesting. And what about digestive issues that plague women? How can we help them? Well, we'll find out. That's why we're here every week. I learn with you because we do a tremendous amount of research to bring you the new topic. And as we discover this new research, a lot of it is light, new light to us as well. So we improve as we go on and to develop new information for you. So it's very easy to look for the new items that will bring you new ideas every week. And remember, it's never, ever too late to know where you are, to improve the quality of your life, to bring new quality, a better quality, new vibrance, new vitality, and we can make you better and more healthy in all of the things we do. So we can make differences. So we can do everything we can together to make sure that we are getting the right kind of information. So hang on with me, folks. I've lost my little mouse here, and I've lost where I want to go. So hang on. Don't go away. I'll come back right away. So just let me pause for a moment, and I'll come back to you. So there's good information coming your way. But we'll have to pause for a moment to find out where we're going to go with it. And until I can find out that, we're not going to go anywhere. So we're going to talk about cortisol, the stress hormone. Cortisol is produced by the adrenal glands. It's a steroid hormone created in the adrenal glands. In addition to its role in the body's response to stress, cortisol is important for metabolic function, for the metabolism, weight management, blood pressure, and the immune system. Cortisol levels should be highest in the morning and lowest in the evening. Chronically high cortisol can cause weight gain, high blood pressure, decreased blood and bone density, reduced libido, mood swings, increased risk of cancer. And recent clinical studies have shown that high cortisol levels increase risk of death from COVID by 42%. Stress is a killer. Stress puts our body in a condition of, I guess I would just say, abuse. We have abused our body to a point where we have increased risk of death from a variety of conditions that cause stress, like COVID, and by 42%. So DHEA keeps cortisol in check. Boosting DHEA can bring cortisol levels back to their normal cycle. A recent clinical trial, compared that DHEA and cortisol balance, the ratio of the two, have an effect across three different groups. Older people that are given a placebo. Older people given a single dose of DHEA daily. Young people who were the control group, untreated as a comparisons. Supplemental DHEA restored the DHEA cortisol ratio in older adults to levels found in young adults. Supportive vitamins. Vitamin C. The adrenal glands has a high concentration of vitamin C. In fact, we don't store vitamin C. Vitamin C is water soluble. That means that we flush it out faster. It doesn't store. Fat soluble nutrients can store in the fatty deposits of the body. Water soluble cannot be stored. They flush out very easily, like B vitamins, like vitamin C. So it reduces stress-related increases in cortisol levels. The B vitamins, both of these are water soluble and indirectly reduce cortisol levels by increasing GABA, that's G-A-B-A, GABA levels, and restore normal cortisol cycles. In a clinical study of healthy athletes, the athletes with the lowest intake of vitamin C, B1, B2, B6, and niacin had the highest cortisol levels. How do we reduce cortisol levels? Well, for women, 15 to 30 milligrams of DHEA plus 200 and 400 milligrams of vitamin C and a full spectrum of the B vitamins. That means B1, B2, B3, B6, SP5P, folate, B12, biotin, and pantothenic acid. This is a full spectrum of nutrients for women. For men, men can take more DHEA daily. And for men, it would be 15 to 45 milligrams of DHEA, plus 200 to 600 milligrams of vitamin C, and the full spectrum that I've already mentioned of the B vitamins. That'll get your cortisol levels under control to reduce the spike of cortisol, to bring it back down to normal levels in balance with DHEA in the adrenal glands. Very effective for reducing your stress and increasing your energy levels and restoring your blood sugar level. All comes in together when you support it nutritionally. And people that have insufficient adrenal function and high cortisol levels, they should avoid carbohydrates and sugar. Get an intake of moderate to high levels of protein, high levels of healthy fats, and low carbohydrates and no sugar. Well, what do 100-year-old people have in common? What makes a person live longer? And who makes it to 100? Well, researchers wanted to know the same thing. So researchers collected health data from over 44,000 adults between the ages of 64 and 99, and then followed them for 30 years. So you have a great population of subjects, a long study, and a good ratio of younger and older people. A great study. They compared the health records for those who lived to 100 years of age or older, and then compared them to those that lived a shorter life. You're going to be surprised at the results. The least likely, that means they will not probably reach 100, the least likely to live to 100. Now get this carefully. The people with the lowest levels of cholesterol and iron would probably not reach 100 years of age. Lowest levels of cholesterol lowering your cholesterol by drugs is the biggest myth in medicine. We need cholesterol every day. It's one of the most friendly nutrients to our health. The lowest levels of cholesterol shortens the life of individuals. So why are they treating cholesterol? Follow the money. They once thought that 240 cholesterol level was a really good number. It was in the right spot. And in fact, the CCD, the CDC, always recommended that our cholesterol level should be between 220 and 240. So now why does the drug companies and the AMA suggest that we should have it at 200? Well, if they were treating people with levels of 240 and they dropped it down to 200, that just increased and widened the population that would require a statin drug that made them more susceptible to be prescribed a statin drug. Doctors want it below 200. That's the mantra of the AMA and the drug companies. Lower, 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 so we can make more money. And iron. And iron comes from red meat. But now we're told not to eat red meat. Not good for us. Not good for our health. There's 18 vitamins and minerals in beef. There's 13 vitamins and minerals in eggs. Both contain cholesterol. Both contain iron. But people are told not to eat beef. And eggs are bad for us. Don't you see the writing on the wall? Most likely to live to 100 are those people with the lowest levels of blood sugar, not cholesterol. In fact, 50% of the people that have a heart attack have low cholesterol. But nothing is ever said about low blood sugar levels. They don't care what your blood sugar level is, because then they can prescribe a pill for you. It'd be very, very simple just to tell you, don't eat sugar. Wouldn't that be simple? If we have a lot of blood sugar, how did that sugar get in the blood? Well, it came in everything you eat, in the sugary drinks you're eating or drinking, in beverages loaded with sugar, with food loaded with sugar, and with tons of carbohydrates that convert to sugar in your body. So stop eating sugar. Type 2 diabetes is optional. We don't need to have it. We accept it because we don't change our diet. In the beginning of the 1900s, every man, woman, and child, on average, children, of course, eat less, but on average, we are consuming about 6 pounds of sugar per year, per individual. Now, here we are, year 2024, and it's been estimated that every individual consumes up to 250 pounds of sugar per year. And I don't eat any sugar, none. And I know many of you listening do not eat sugar. So since this is on a national average, somebody is eating our sugar. So they may be up to 280 or 300 pounds of sugar per year. That's almost a pound a day. Well, you say, well, where did it all come from? I don't have a sugar bowl. I don't buy sugar. No, the manufacturers add all the sugar they want to the ultra-processed foods, to prepared foods, to boxed and prepared so that you can just take them home and warm them up and eat them. And they're loaded with sugar. Everybody has a sweet taste. Everybody wants gummies today for their vitamins and minerals because it's sweet. It's like candy. We are trying to get healthy, taking vitamins and minerals as a gummy loaded with sugar. That does not make sense. Now, also, uric acid is a marker in our body. It's kind of an indication of inflammation. So we should lower the uric acid. And the liver enzymes, which are markers of liver function, from their 60s and onward as the age. So this study demonstrates a link between metabolic health, nutrition, and lifespan. And lifespan equals health span. Cholesterol is not bad for us. Cholesterol is good for us. We make all of our hormones from cholesterol. We make our vitamin D from cholesterol. There's no bad cholesterol. I heard in a seminar conducted by a medical doctor that he does not treat any of his patients for cholesterol, or high, what would be considered high cholesterol, until it's over 1,000. Pretty much meaning he doesn't treat anybody with cholesterol or for cholesterol with medication, prescriptions. And they have side effects. And sometimes the side effects never go away even after you stop taking the prescription. Severe pain. And that severe pain never goes away, even if you stop taking the medication. So the idea now is to build a bigger brain with magnesium. It's been proven in a study that magnesium builds a healthier brain, a larger brain. And this study finds people with high magnesium levels, high intake, have less age-related brain shrinkage. That's what it means by having a bigger brain. Because if you don't get enough magnesium, your brain shrinks. And there are fewer signs of brain aging, smaller brain lesions. The researchers had to analyze health and dietary intake data from 6,000 adults aged 40 to 73. Now, in this study, those with the healthiest brains got at least 550 milligrams of dietary magnesium daily. The recommended daily allowance for men is 420 milligrams of magnesium, and for women, 320 milligrams of magnesium. But the study shows we need 550 milligrams of magnesium. I reviewed a number of the top alternative physicians and those that are looking to see how they can increase the longevity and the lifespan of their patients. And a number of them were taking 1,000 milligrams of magnesium daily. 1,000 milligrams. But the healthiest level that we should all strive for is at least 550 milligrams of dietary magnesium daily. Nuts, especially almonds, pumpkin seeds, and organic spinach are high in magnesium. But I don't think that would be enough for you to reach 550 milligrams. Supplemental magnesium is a must. 80 to 90% of the entire American population is extremely deficient in magnesium. And the magnesium you take also is of great concern. And I'll tell you about that as we come back right after the break. We're going to take a break right now, but come right back. I'll be here. I'm Terry Naturally. Terry Talks Nutrition. And welcome back, my friends. This is Terry Naturally with another edition of Terry Talks Nutrition. This edition is here to the top of the hour. And we're talking magnesium. Magnesium can make a smarter, bigger, less loss of brain cells and age-related brain shrinkage. This may be a key to a healthier brain for our lifetime. Magnesium, commonly found in pumpkin seeds, spinach, and nuts, but many people don't eat any of those. And where do you get your magnesium? Supplemental magnesium. Take it in a tablet form. And the quality of your magnesium will ensure that you have the quality of effects and results. Magnesium glycinate is a very effective form of magnesium. Magnesium glycinate. Sometimes it's labeled as magnesium bis, B-I-S, glycinate, bisglycinate. It does not cause constipation, does not cause diarrhea. It gives you the full effects of the magnesium. And try to get 550 milligrams or 600 milligrams of magnesium. It's well absorbed. It is not a laxative. If you take magnesium oxide or magnesium citrate, they have the ability to attract water. And since they are in the colon and the intestinal tract, they bring more fluid into the intestinal tract and the colon, and therefore your stool is very soft and can cause diarrhea. It has a very pronounced laxative effect. I know many doctors, I don't know why, I've talked to people that tell me, my doctor told me to take magnesium oxide. I said, well, if you do, and I'm not telling you not to follow your doctor's advice, but if you do, you're going to get a laxative effect. So be careful. Where if you take magnesium bisglycinate, there's no laxative effect. Also, you can take magnesium along with P5P, the active form, the biologically active form of vitamin B6, and zinc. A great combination. Because B6 makes your magnesium more effective. Use them together. That would be an ideal way to correct the condition. Now, I mentioned varicose veins, hemorrhoids, vein problems, eye floaters, all based on vein problems. So what do hemorrhoids, spider veins, and floaters in the eye have in common? All these conditions are caused by damaged blood vessels. Hemorrhoids swollen veins around the anus and the rectum. Spider veins, damaged, small, superficial blood vessels in the skin, just underneath the skin. Floaters. Some people say I have a floater in my eye. They can see it, and it floats around, and in time it's gone. That floater, that reddish spot caused by leaking blood vessels on the retina, and it's often associated with diabetes. Now, there are other types of floaters, and they have different underlying causes. But the most common is the reddish spot. It means the capillaries attached to the retina are leaking, and the blood is seeping out. And that spot, that floater, is a speck of blood. It will eventually be absorbed by the body, but it's annoying. And it just shows that your veins are very fragile. I see many elderly people, and their forearms are all black and blue. And they can just touch something, and they have another black and blue mark. That's because all the capillaries underneath the surface of the skin are so fragile they're breaking. And the black and blue mark is the blood. So you can protect your blood vessels with grape seed extract. The OPCs, otherwise known as oligomeric anthocyanins or anthocyanins from grapeseed extract, strengthen blood vessel walls to prevent blood from leaking. Here's a study. Researchers wanted to know how they could repair the blood vessel walls to prevent the blood from leaking. And after just 1 week, 7 days of treatment with French grapeseed extract in combination with two other sources of plant flavonoids, 90% of the study participants had significant reduction in their hemorrhoid symptoms, including pain and burning. Now, a 6-month study of grapeseed extract with vitamin C and other plant polyphenols, participants had significant decrease in floaters and improved vision. All done by grapeseed. Grapeseed strengthens the capillaries, strengthens the arteries and the veins. Hemorrhoids are just like a varicose vein, only found in a different section of the body. Same thing. To strengthen them and protect your blood vessels with grapeseed extract. Easy to do. Gives you the best results. So look for OPCs, tannin-free, from French grapeseed extract. The oligomeric proanthocyanins, OPCs, are very low molecular weight, very, very small. They're very easy to be absorbed because of their size and weight through the intestinal wall. Very easy absorption and tremendously significant health benefits. Some grapeseed extracts contain polymeric, which are condensed tannins. Tannins are used to tan leather. You will find tannins in tea, black tea and green tea. Tannins are found in wine. And wherever they're found, you're going to get a very dry taste. Some people don't like a dry wine because they're loaded with tannins. Tannins are astringents. That's why they can tan leather. and they make your mouth dry. And people that drink a lot of red wine with tannins have a dry mouth, and they get a headache from it, don't feel good. Too many tannins. They're very high molecular weight and size. They can't be absorbed out of the intestinal tract. Very poor absorption. And there's no comparisons to the documented health benefits of OPCs, because you can't measure the OPCs because they're not absorbed. But they still can be sold as beneficial grapeseed extract, although you don't know if you have the same benefits of OPCs or not, because they don't know the size. Now, choose grapeseed that is tannin-free. Make sure it's tannin-free. T-A-N-N-I-N. Tannin. Tannin-free. If it's tannin-free, you're going to get 100% absorbability. 100% available to the body. You can get it in ranges from 150 milligrams up to 1,200 milligrams per capsule or soft gel. Grapeseed extract is extremely valuable for cardiovascular system, circulation, varicose veins, hemorrhoids. Grapeseed extract is a wonderful cardiovascular support product. Extremely valuable. So look for this when you're shopping for a product for your veins, circulation, hemorrhoids, floaters, all makes a difference. Now let's talk about the nutrient of the day. Berberine. B-E-R-B-E-R-I-N-E. Berberine. There's been a lot of news about berberine, especially in the social media craze. About a year ago, berberine took off on social media. People were talking about berberine for lowering blood sugar, causing extreme weight loss, labeling it as nature's Ozempic, and less, far, far less. If you buy a Ozempic pen, it can be anywhere from $800 to $1,200 a pen. Expensive. This is Ozempic. And in the social media, they were comparing berberine to be as effective as Ozempic. Not true. Now, it is less expensive. You don't need injections. Less risk of adverse effects. But it's not anywhere near Ozempic. And some of these videos on berberine were viewed by millions and millions of viewers and millions of times. Companies in the health food industry have reported their berberine sales had increased by 600% last year. Is the hype about berberine justified? A quick answer, no, never. But clinical trials have shown berberine is an effective natural medicine. It comes from different types of herbs, like Oregon grape, golden seal, barberry. It's a very, very deep, intense yellow. It's an alkaloid. And it does lower blood sugar. In patients with type 2 diabetes, fasting blood sugar down by 26% and the A1C levels were down by 18%. And also 18% reduction in triglycerides. Now, triglycerides is bad for your heart. Cholesterol is not bad for your heart. Get your triglycerides down. Triglyceride is a type of fat made from sugar, made from carbohydrates, and it damages your heart and the cardiovascular system. Berberine effectively lowers blood pressure. Two studies found significant effects on weight loss. Now, there is some weight loss, but not like Ozempic. And then there are some other research studies that have come out that found berberine effective for fatty liver, Alzheimer's disease, dementia, rheumatoid arthritis, and cancer. It really is a wonderful herb. But all the hype surrounding it has taken it up to a level that it can't sustain. Berberine does not have comparable effects as Ozempic. It's an herb, not a drug. And berberine has very poor bioavailability and absorption. As little as 1% of an oral dose makes it to the bloodstream. 1%. It can't be absorbed easily. Now, there are some ways to increase the absorption of berberine and many other natural substances. Pairing berberine, combining berberine with gamma-cyclodextrin can improve absorption up to 9 times better. Not only does it increase absorption, but it stabilizes, making it more stable, better absorption, and help build berberine to a rich source in the bloodstream. Now, about 250 milligrams of berberine combined with gamma-cyclodextrin to boost absorption once daily. Because of the high ability of absorption and availability to the bloodstream, you only need it once a day. All the other studies required 1,500 to 2,000 milligrams because you get so little into the bloodstream that you had to take a very, very high dose. Now, with this gamma cyclodextrin increasing the absorption, 250 milligrams is all that is required. We always want a strong immune system. And we always would like to protect against autoimmune disease. How do we protect against an autoimmune disease? Well, some research has found that omega-3 fatty acids and vitamin D have quite an effect on preventing autoimmune disease, like rheumatoid arthritis would be an example of autoimmune disease. Lupus, another condition, which is an autoimmune disease. And what do we mean by autoimmune disease? It refers to the immune cells attacking and damaging the body's own tissues, instead of protecting against pathogens like bacteria and viruses. So researchers that were interested in preventing the development of autoimmune diseases followed 20,000 women and men who were at least 50 years of age when the study began. The researchers treated the subjects of the study with 2,000 IU of vitamin D, 1 gram of omega-3 fatty acid. Both vitamin D and omega-3, or placebo daily for 5 years. So various combinations treating the 20,000 men and women. The first group with 2,000 units of vitamin D, 1 gram of omega-3 fatty acid. And then one group was treated with both vitamin D and omega-3 fatty acid. One group was treated with a placebo or a fake pill. The subjects were followed for another 2 years after they discontinued use of the study treatments. For the first 5 years during active treatment, the time of the study, receiving vitamin D or the combination reduced the risk of autoimmune disease by about 22%. The omega-3 fatty acid on its own reduced the risk of 18%. And 2 years after the study ended, participants who had received vitamin D3, for 5 years had no additional protection from autoimmune disease, but the omega-3 fatty acid group still had a significantly reduced risk of autoimmune diseases, especially of rheumatoid arthritis and inflammatory bowel disease. So the conclusion, based on the researchers' study, vitamin D's beneficial effects are best with continued use. Very, very important to use these natural nutrients that are supported by science. This is the best way to protect your health, your body, and your lifespan, health span, with natural supplements. Now, exercise. Well, you can't exercise a bad diet, or you can't exercise a bad diet out of the way. And you can't use exercise and still take a bad diet. Exercise doesn't cancel out the effects of a bad diet or of sugary drinks. New studies finds exercise does not reduce the risk of heart disease if you are also drinking sugary beverages. Research has followed over 100,000 people for 30 years, recording their health, dietary intakes, and the type of exercise habits. The results of this study. Versus no sugary beverages. One group, no sugary beverages. Another group, two or more sugary beverages a week. Increased the risk of heart disease by about 20%. No amount of exercise reduced the elevated risk of heart disease associated with drinking sugary beverages. Even participants meeting standard recommendations of 150 minutes of exercise didn't negate the effects of sugary beverages on their heart disease risk. So, I applaud you for exercising. And if you're doing 150 minutes a week of exercise and you are drinking sugary drinks, you did nothing. All that 150 minutes of exercise was wasted. If you were drinking sugary beverages, not at the time you exercise, but just drinking sugary beverages throughout the day. Just one sugary beverage, some kind of Coke, some kind of soft drink, or even juice, a sugary juice, fruit juice, high in sugar, negated the benefits of the exercise. So, doesn't mean you should stop exercising. It means you stop drinking sugary beverages. You can't do both. You can't win doing both. You can't exercise. You can't out-exercise the damages of the sugary drink or the sugary beverages. It doesn't work that way. They are so damaging to the body that even the exercise doesn't help the body recover or to negate the sugary beverages in your diet. It's a waste. So make sure you exercise correctly by not drinking sugary beverages at all. So that, my friends, means I'm all out of time. So I'm so happy to spend this time with you. I hope if you're getting something good out of this, you pass it on to your family, friends, and relatives to help join us every week, same time, same station. We're here for you. And I hope some of this science, some of this information helps you understand the value of nutrition, the value of vitamins and minerals, the value of botanical medicines far outweigh the drugs and their serious side effects. So this can go a long way to help you have a greater effect on your health, on your lifespan, on your health span. All of that can make a huge difference in the way that you respond to your diet, nutrition, and plan it out well. A healthy diet, good exercise, a good night's sleep, lots of fun, lots of laughing, and prayer all can go together to make a new human being. Do all the things that are necessary to make it work. And increase your magnesium, increase your nutrition, far beyond what the FDA says is the recommended daily allowance. We need much, much, much more. So with that, my friends, say a prayer for this crazy, crazy world. God bless you. And God bless this great country.
Family Natural Foods has Terry Naturally immune products to help boost your system. Fight ear infections and sore throats with propolis. A natural medicine produced by bees with antibacterial properties. Boost your immune system with elderberry extracts to fight common flus, respiratory illnesses, and even shingles. Andrographis has been widely used in Ayurvedic medicine. It's an anti-inflammatory that also boosts your immune system's ability to defend against viruses and bacteria. Tune in on Saturdays from 8 to 9 a.m. for Terry Talks Nutrition on WFHR to hear about these and other immune health products.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.